Cinemagine Studios is proud to present this Audible podcast. Filmmaking, current events, weather, and more. This is the Cinemagine Podcast. Here is your host, Dalton Pope.
And happy Friday to all of you listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in to the Cinemagine Podcast. My name is Dalton Pope, and today I've got a really awesome topic that I think we should talk about. For those of you that are interested in getting on a film set or making a movie or anything like that with at the least time commitment, as well as the most fun that you will probably have jumping into this creative world. But first off, let's go ahead and jump into the Cinemagine updates, and we will go on to the topic at hand, which is 48-hour film festivals. Let's get it.
Updates from Cinemagine Studios.
As far as Cinemagine Studios, we do have a deal pending on distribution on a movie that I worked on, Solitude. A special shout out to Jeremy Brown and Mick Strawn for basically spearheading this operation. They just had a premiere in Minnesota, and it went very successful. I think it was over 200 and some people in attendance, I'm pretty sure, and it was very well received. We're actually getting ready to have a call here in just a minute to discuss if we are going to take the deal and go ahead and sign for distribution. And I might as well just chop in just a little bit right here. As soon as the call is happening, I'm going to have them to say hello on this podcast, and then we will get into the main topic at hand. So stay tuned for just a moment. Let me get them on the phone. Guys, I'm recording you at this point now. If you want to say hello, and we're basically just discussing the distribution deal possibly going through, and how you guys are feeling about it.
I'm feeling like I have a boner.
I'm feeling delicious.
But are you nutritious, though? That's the question.
Absolutely. 100% all man.
I'm just going to say this. Things just got weird in the last 30 seconds. So.
Oh, in the last 30 seconds.
I'm just kidding. It's been weird the whole time.
Yeah, you're right. But basically, this amazing team is the team that has been putting together everything from last year in 2023, mid-year, all the way up into this point where it's almost been, basically it's been more than a year since we shot this film, and now we have finally landed and are moving forward in the contractual stage of a distribution deal. And I think that we are very happy, elated, and I think we are just so ecstatic that our project not only is being seen by other people, but it is going to be something that we can carry forward with us for a very long time as a huge success for this team, and to show people that you don't need to have $1 million. You just need to create
a good movie.
You need a story, you need crew, and you just need perseverance. And look what it gets you.
Amen to that.
Don't try this in your own home, people.
Yeah. And a little bit of insanity helps too.
Oh, yes. Can't forget about the insanity. And of course, you heard a little bit from Mick Strawn, Jeremy Brown, and Owen Palmiotti, our core group that has been working at the bit for the past longer than a year, actually, to get this thing off the ground. And we have just made the decision to go forth with our distribution deal with this company. I am not going to say anything yet until all of the ink is dried. But on top of that, let's go ahead and move on to the next segment. Let's talk about 48-hour films.
Let's nerd out and talk film.
So what is a 48-hour film if you have never been a part of it? Well, funny enough, 48-hour films is exactly what it is. 48-hour films, you have to write, shoot, edit, and deliver an entire film in a 48-hour timeline. And so that is the creation and development of the story, to the collection of locations, props, actors, actresses, crew, gear, everything. It is the shooting of a single day, or if you want to push it, is shooting it Saturday and into Sunday if you need to. But also editing with the color correction, sound mixing, graphics, and everything that goes along with production design. Not production design, but post-production. And so let's talk a little bit about why 48s are an amazing thing. So this past weekend, I actually was affiliated with a team local here in Richmond, Virginia, for a 48-hour film called Pure Artistry Productions. And they have been doing some successful work in the Yes We Can Film Festival circuit, as well as some of the local Richmond 48s winning back and forth and even giving some TED Talk-like events to discuss with people what their work process is. But on top of this, 48-hour films are also a testament to see how you can adapt, overcome, and basically work together with even people that you've never worked with before to create an amazing film. And it is super cool to see because you have people that have never been on a film set in their life, and you're just they're just there because they're like, I think movies are pretty cool, so let's try it. Let's see what this movie's all about. And then they have the bug, and they get so addicted to it that they start doing more, and then all of a sudden they have a career making films. But basically, if for some of you that have never done a 48-hour film and you know the basic of it, let me give you a little bit of a detailed breakdown. So it has to be 7 minutes long, not including credits. So the film has to fit within a 7 minute playtime. We are going from there to you have to have a specific character name, whether it is a male or female. You have to have a specific line of dialogue that has to be, say, verbatim somewhere in the film. And finally, you have to have a specific prop that is designated from the festival. For example, our prop this year for the horror 48-hour film festival was a wine glass. So we had to use that wine glass somewhere in the film. It has to be 7 minutes long or under and not including credits. And you have 48 hours to shoot the film, put it together, and deliver it in the time. Because if you are 1 second late on uploading the film, then you are disqualified. So our film went very well. Unfortunately, we did not make it in time to qualify for any awards, but we still can get the Audience Choice Award, of course, which is what we're hoping for. And I think 48-hour films are super fantastic, just for the simple fact being that it's a challenge, especially for even the most seasoned filmmaker to the newest filmmaker that has never picked up a camera before. It is so much fun. It's always a learning opportunity. It's always figuring out solutions to problems you never knew could exist. I just think it is such a good event and such a good thing for new filmmakers and current filmmakers alike to partake in. If you're expecting to go into making a 48-hour film and expecting it to be perfect, go ahead and change your mind right now and just realize that it's not going to be perfect. Of course, making a 7-minute film in less than 48 hours, because, I mean, shooting the film and editing the film is less than 48 hours anyway, because you still have to write the film. But you don't need to worry about it being perfect. And also, you don't need to focus on the award side of this, because while these awards are feel goods for some crews and everything to show that, you know, it gives them motivation to do it next year, this is more of an event to show off how talented our local filmmakers are in producing a film in such a small amount of time. We've heard of feature films being shot in a week, 2 weeks. We've heard of shorts being shot in a day. I think this is a perfect blend of both to put together and basically test your mental and your physical capabilities in producing and shooting this film. And basically, it's something you can add to your resume. I mean, it just shows that you were put under the gun for 48 hours and you produced a product. Like I said, it doesn't have to be super high quality. It doesn't have to be anything of that sort. It's just got to be fun. I think that's the one thing you should take away from a 48-hour film is it's supposed to be fun, less stress. Tensions will grow because people will grow tired when people are up past 24 hours. Things are going to happen, you know. Mistakes are going to be made. Tensions are going to grow. But you don't need to focus on that because everybody is there under the same thing. Nobody is better than the other. Nobody is doing less work than the other. Everybody is on the same team pushing together. And so if you're looking to join a 48-hour team and you've never done it before, ask around and just ask to be a PA or a production assistant on a well-established 48-hour team. See how they work and what kind of jobs they have on films. I mean, if you've worked on a feature film or a short film set before 48, you know that there's a bunch of crew positions, but sometimes when it comes to 48-hour films, most people wear multiple hats. They got to do multiple jobs at the same time. So see what the jobs are looking like, see what the creativeness is looking like, as well as learn something. 48-hour films are a learning adventure, and even if you think you know everything there is to know, trust me, you don't. Go through a 48-hour film and you'll know exactly what I mean. But besides that, I think you should go ahead and try out for a 48-hour film if it's local near you. Just go on Google and type in your city name and look up 48-hour film project or film festival and see if there's anything local in your city. And then start seeing what teams are registered and just reach out to those on Facebook or on any kind of social media. And get involved, because 48-hour films, I think, are just such a cool testament to what filmmakers are meant to be, and independent filmmakers with little money, little crew, little equipment, but an amazing story. As we were discussing before in the producing episode, is the story is what is important. And if you could tell a good story and have a good time while doing it, what else is there to do, right? But anyway, besides that, thank you guys so much for watching, and I really do hope that you guys took something from this episode. I know it's a little bit of a shorter episode. I am actually recording it on the Friday. It's going to be released here in just a few minutes. But thank you guys again for tuning in to the Cinemagic Podcast. My name is Dalton Pope, and tune in next week where we will have another topic to discuss with you and go from there. Leave a question in the bottom if you guys are needing to discuss anything, or if you want me to discuss anything in the next episode, please leave a comment below or message me privately. And until then, see you next Friday.
Thank you for listening to the Cinemagine Podcast. Feel free to leave a comment about a topic you would like to discuss. See you next Friday.